NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. To you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
To bear it to was talking to my mother a few days ago, and she told me how things had changed. Oh, my mother, she told me she used to walk home for miles a day. God bless you.
Roger.
As I stand on God, I'll be color.
met you. I thank you, Jesus, for my measure. You see, I'm glad that one day God knocked on the doors of my heart. And I'm so glad I let him in, because when I let him in, he saved my soul. And when he saved me, he said, "Frank, I want to tell you something." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, for ye believe in God, also believe in me. That in my Father's house." Just like I want it to be. I don't know about you this evening, but do you thank God for your messenger? Do you thank God for your messenger?
The hands of you that have prayed for that mansion. How many of you know something about prayer this evening? I'm talking about those of you that have prayed when people have grinned in your faces and went out and talked about you behind your back. Somebody here know what it means to take their problems to the Lord on the knees. Do I have a witness? How many know what it means to get on the knees and take the problems to the Lord? Why don't you come on, let's have a little church here today. Your hand. You need to pray. thank you. Tell God thank you. It's hard to stumble when you're on your knees, but if you stay on your knees, the Lord may not come when you want him. But I know for myself that he'll come on time. Do I have a witness? And how many of you can truthfully say without a doubt the Lord will bless you? How many can say without a doubt that God have already blessed you tonight? Somebody come here looking for a blessing. Do I have a witness? But I didn't see you raise your hand when I asked you, had God bless you? Somebody lying in a hospital this evening don't have hands to wave like you and I have. Somebody don't have the strength to just lift their hands above their head like we have today. I'm going to ask you one more time. How many know God has blessed you today? Let me see you wave your hand. Let me hear you say, yeah. Ah, yeah.
Catch the wave on the end of life. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
the whole recording with your arms all folded, too proud to just wave your hand like God ain't ever done nothing for you. You see, somebody might listen to this record tonight, want to get saved, want to get on board. You see, if you want to get on board, you got to put your hand in God's hand. I want to ask you a question tonight. Won't God make a way for you? Anybody here know God will make a way for you? If you know God will make a way for you, let me hear you say, ah! Until you bless my soul. Do I have a witness? The Lord bless the soul. What I'm trying to tell you, if we do what God tells us to do, he'll pour you out millions of blessings. Can I get a witness? Let me hear you say, yeah.
Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. Most of all, I thank you for your power that you have let me experience to know that's in your love this evening. How many believe today there is saving power? There is healing power. How many know there is divine power? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, have a praise him a little while longer. Thank you. I'm reminded this evening of how my father and I used to sit on the back steps of the old house and tell each other our visions of heaven. And I still believe to my soul there got to be such a place. How many believe there's a heaven somewhere? I never will forget the day in this town in Alabama. Listen. A lady in a wheelchair came to our dressing room not long ago. She says, I want to thank you for thinking of the handicap. And I want you to know that I love you. She said, don't worry about me and my condition, for I'm on my way to that city, so bright and fast, where there would be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there to call my life. In a few more days, my life will be over, and somebody will leave my body in the cold, cold ground. But she said, oh, one day I'll rise. After that old trumpet has sounded, I wonder, do I have a witness here? And she said, then I won't have to worry no more about my condition.
for the Lord will have taken me to that city so bright and fair. But there will be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need the soul. We'll share that because my heart will be new. And my family, I know there will be too. And she said, I won't. How did you want to go to heaven tonight? Let me see the heaven you that leave. There's a heaven somewhere. Do you want to go there? She didn't stop there. She said, she didn't stop there. Christian, you know soon the Lord will come and gather up all of his saints from every corner of this old earth. And he's going to take us to heaven. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Because in Revelation, the 21st and the 22nd chapter say, up there in that new Jerusalem, a city that has 12 foundations, and it says each foundation is a precious stone, and it says 12 gates, each gate is a pearl, 1,500 miles around that city. And my Bible tell me that the height is the same as the breadth. But listen, and all of that, in Isaiah, the 65th and the 66th chapter say, there will be a new heaven. You don't hear me. There will be a new heaven. There where the wolves and the lamb shall eat together. And the Bible says the lion shall eat straw, just like an ox. And the part I like about it is that from one new moon to the other, from one Sabbath to the other, shall all flesh come and worship before me. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. But I'm going to tell you this, listen. It didn't say anything about the Baptist. I'm going to talk to you right now. It didn't say anything about the Methodist. Am I right about it? It didn't say anything about the Seventh-day Adventist. It didn't say anything about the Presbyterian. It didn't say anything about the Church of God and Christ. But didn't go through. Yeah. talking about Dr. D. I want to go there where my arms will be deep. And my legs, I know they will be too. And I'll go around. Yes, I will. In order to walk around heaven with the Lord, you've got to be born again. Can I get a witness? God don't want no coward soldier. Somebody help me witness it tonight. God don't have to have no coward soldier. My Bible tell me, if you be ashamed of the old God down here, he's down here. Be ashamed of only for my Father which is in heaven. Somebody hold up the hand and say yes. Somebody hold up, say yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. How many feel like having a little bit more service? You see, in order to be in God's army, you got to dress up to be in God's army. Do I have a witness here? The first thing is, you got to put on the helmet of salvation. I wish I had a witness here tonight. Oh, Lord, that ain't all, children. You got to put on the breastplate. That ain't all, children. In order to walk in battle, you got to have on the shoes of peace. Somebody say yeah. Wave your hand and say yeah. Somebody ought to say yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. What I'm trying to tell you is, you got to put on the whole armor to be in God's army. I'm going to sing this song to you tonight. God don't want, God don't need, God don't have to have, oh, no coward soldier. Fellas, put your hands together.
We don't need
testimony now.
And you caught it first on The Wave.
Catch The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch The Wave in HD 2.
New Vision Records, the Word of Faith Apostolic Church, the Christian Life Church, New Restoration Community Church, the Word of Deliverance Ministries, and QK Production present the 23rd television anniversary of the Thurlin Kearney Gospel Show, Saturday, November the 7th at 4 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministry, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Appearing on the program from Tupelo, Mississippi, is Tavares and God's Project. Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina. From Pittsburgh, North Carolina, is Those Dowdy Boys. In North Carolina, it's the new spiritual soul.
God, you bless me. I've got food to eat. God, you bless me. I got a place.
It's all taking place on Saturday, November the 7th at 4 o'clock p.m. at Now Faith International Ministries, 245 Friendship Chapel Road in Wake Forest, North Carolina. It's the one and only Tavares and God Project from Tupelo, Mississippi, the mighty Golden Bells of Raleigh, North Carolina, the new spiritual souls of Raleigh, North Carolina, and the Dowdy Boys from Pittsburgh, North Carolina. Doors open at 3, program starts at 4. It's free to the public. It's the 23rd television anniversary of the Thurlin Kearney Gospel Show. Program will be filmed for a television broadcast.
Everybody in this auditorium ought to be able to testify about something good that God has done for you. I don't mind telling him. Lord, I come to you as I'm as I know how, thanking you for this day. Dear Lord, please guide me on this journey. Give me the strength and power. Lord, teach me what to say. Help me to tell the one that's lost. Lord, you hung, you bled, and you died on Calvary's cross. And at your feet, all of the burden they can lay. Thank you. forgive you for your sins. He'll make a way. That you can do. Lord, help me to stand tall and tell them that you love them one and all. And if they repent, you would wash them through and through. Help me to
to get out of here.
And my dad looked at me and said, "Huey, what are you going to do now?" But I looked at him and I told him it wasn't mine in the first place. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I told him, I said, "God give it! God Almighty! God Almighty, take it away!" I said,
it does. Yes, it does. And it's one thing. there's any doubt in your mind about prayer, I can guarantee if you go down on your knees in prayer, tell God about it. And whatever that little situation is that you're going through, I guarantee if you pray and pray an honest prayer, God can fix it for you. Oh, can work it out, yes he can. When sickness came in my life, oh, yes, it is. In time of confusion, oh, yeah. Many times in the
woods, come on, y'all, let's give God the praise. You see, you can rejoice now. The devil is already defeated. God is here to straighten out every situation that the devil has tried to mess up in your life. Listen. If there's something wrong in your life, you need to let God straighten it out. If there's a situation that just won't turn out right, let God
Yeah. see all the times, Lord, you brought
me out.
Brought me
out.
Brought
me
out. Every now and then I stop and look back over my life, and I can see all the times, Lord, you brought
me out.
Oh,
me
you brought me out. Brought
me out.
Yeah. In our way, but we climb a step every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lifts us up where we belong, far from the world we know, where the clear winds blow.
despair. God really cares. When you've done your best and it seems like you've done nothing at all, don't give up. God won't let you fall. When it seems like all hope is gone, remember God is still on the throne, and He will deliver. And it seems like you can't make it alone. Don't despair, 'cause God really cares. When you've done all that you can do, and all your plans fail to go through, don't give up, don't give up. God is watching over you.
I'll see you in the middle. of our lives. We deal with the hurt, y'all, and we handle the strife as the chapters of our lives unfold, and the stories of our past are told. Part of life. Life can bring joy. Life can bring pain. Life can bring happiness, sunshine and rain. Oh, heartaches will come. Oh, you're gonna survive as you make it through another day.
Time seems unbearable. Yes, it can. Go through the high, the low, the happy and the sad. Sometimes we face adversity beyond our wildest dreams. Yeah, feel like giving up and being realized. And things get better to say we did. Whatever the case, just money. I don't even have a brand new home. Sometimes my friends forsake me. Oh, yes, they do. They call.
Gospel Radio Network.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, the Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
What will America do? How will they come out of poverty and the children? What will the children do in the next 20 years? It's all live right here on the NFI every Wednesday at 1 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Dante Lee. Rescue America. Rescue America. America is in a serious time. How will we come out of this situation? Tune in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. with Pastor Don Kesley. Rescue America is a program that you gotta tune in to listen to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. Tune in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. to Rescue America with Pastor Don Kesley. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
that tree. My soul wrapped up in time, all up in my palm. The storm may ride, the wind may blow. Every time I think about it, I'm so glad that trumpet don't last always. You know,
I'm so glad.
Are you glad, church?
I'm glad that trumpet lasts always. Oh,
it makes me feel good.
Get a witness here. God can fix it for you.
I don't care what it is. If you're lonely, take it to Jesus. Could I get a witness here? Somebody here may have high blood pressure. Somebody here tonight. Somebody here may have heart trouble. But I beg of you, I beg of you, take it to Jesus.
What do you do?
You take it to Jesus.
What do you
speak his fire? Somebody said, bless your house. We're going to sing them all.
Yeah.
It's our time. It's about over with, but they can cut the cameras off and go home. We're gonna sing. You see, we think we know too much today. Can I get a witness? As my mother said, we watch too much television. See, some of us got fine clothes to wear, new car to ride around in, two or three gold chains around our neck, a little old small brick house is not paid for. We too grand to speak to our next door neighbor. God gave it to you.
Well,
get a witness here. Prayer,
yeah,
is what the whole world needs. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. Prayer, we give you peace of mind. I remember reading in the Bible the other day where Jesus told his disciples, said, watch with me. While I pray, prayer, been around a long time. Prayer is a strong weapon. Could I get a witness here? That was a young man,
yes, sir,
that believed in prayer. He didn't care where he was. When he felt the need, he would go down on his knees and pray. Oh Lord, one day,
oh, yeah,
the young man was in the cotton field. He felt the need to go down on his knees.
Well,
while he was on his knees, the old sin come up and said, I don't mind you praying,
oh, yeah,
but when you pray, pray on your own time.
Yeah.
Lord, early the next morning, young man was on his way to the barnyard. When he made it, he felt the need to go down on his knees. While he was on his knees, the overseer come up and say, I told you, when you pray, you pray on your own time. He flipped him. Pray on your own time. The young man looked at him and said, every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart,
I pray.
Moving in my heart, Lord,
I pray.
Oh,
set you to wait on the end of line. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Tears the old. I want everybody to listen to me. Ship of Zion. Tears the old.
Hey, hey. Hallelujah. God's got a blessing.
It's your day to celebrate, to tell the world you're alive. It's your time to have some fun, spend the day in the sun. Happy birthday. What a day to say. We love you. We appreciate you. We need you. We love you. Happy birthday.
NFI. North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Catch the waves, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. It's a wave thing, playing the very best in gospel music and the word ministry right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Catch the waves on the NFI.
It's a night of laughter in his presence, presented to you by Church Boy Mind Ministry on Saturday, October 31st, 2015 at 5 p.m. Featuring special guest, comedian Mother Spirit of Raleigh, North Carolina, Mr. Mime himself, DeMario Carr of Generation 7 Mind Ministry, and gospel recording artist, Dietra Langford. It's all live at United Holy Church of Deliverance, 611 Warren Street, Williamson, North Carolina. It's free to the public. That's 5 p.m. October the 31st. Be there for a glorious night of laughter and praise. For further information, contact DeJohn Churchboy Perkins at 252-917-7821 or Shanice Guyton at 301-204-5170. A worship experience like none other.
Hi there. I'm Angela Breedlove, and if you're looking for a special invitation to join me as I talk with gospel music recording artists on location from all over the world, you just got it. Join me Mondays and Fridays on the number one quartet gospel music radio station. So catch the wave on the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darren.
Okay, Lil Darren.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. Mm-hmm. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Yes, is this Cream?
Cream.
I was trying to see if I could get like a donut wreath made for a funeral of the guy from B103, Frank Ski. He loves cream donuts, and he's going to be the speaker.
And you want a what made?
A crispy, like a wreath with donuts on it. It's for a funeral. One of our members slipped away from us.
I don't have no means of putting that together.
Well, if we bring the wreath down there, can you put the donuts on there? Can you assemble that and make it look real nice, put your own touch to it?
I don't know, ma'am. We can do whatever we can try to do whatever we can do. That's an unusual request.
It's what down? What kind of request?
I said that's an unusual request. This is a donut shop.
That's what I know, and we want to do something. What we was going to do, we weren't going to take the wreath to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
We was going to give that to the speaker.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Or if you would just dip the whole wreath in the glaze and use something like...
When are you supposed to do this?
Well, this is supposed to be done in 2 days. See, if you can make the wreath out of like some greens or some lettuce or something that's edible...
No, ma'am, this is a donut shop. I don't have anything like that.
That's what I understand, but we want donuts on the wreath, but we want the whole
wreath. Why don't you bring it, let me look at it, and I'll see what we can do.
I got one more question.
You got one more question?
My sister's child is trying to get her off drugs, and we just trying to encourage her by giving her a job where she won't be on the streets. And some of her teeth came out, And she got one in the front. Do you think y'all can give her a job down there snapping hoes and donuts?
We got machinery that does all that, ma'am.
Well, I seen her do it because she did it to some of the biscuits that I made, and they look like donuts, but they biscuits. And I said, you can get a job down there, cream.
No, cream's everything's done automatic. If you bring that reef by, I'll look at it and see what we can do.
Okay, now I need you to dip the whole reef down in the glaze, and we're going to present
no,
that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well,
that'd be unsanitary, and I'm not going to do that.
Well,
bring it back here, I'll look at it and see what we can do.
Listen, I clean all my greens before I cook them. My greens ain't nasty, sugar. I use mustard and
that
garlic.
Doesn't matter, ma'am. That's unsanitary. I will not do that in my glaze.
Well, can
you,
you
bring
take
it back
the glaze
here,
out
and I'll
of...
look at it and see what we can come up with.
Okay, then.
All right, then.
What's your name?
My name is
Okay. How do I get down there?
Don't you know where Cream is in West End?
In West, that's down there by the Anderson's Funeral Home down there.
No, ma'am.
No, that's not...
I'm down near the West End Mall.
The West End. Is that down there by Six Flags?
Yes, ma'am.
So
right
I go,
here off on I-20, right here.
So
on the
I go like I'm going to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right down here by...
Well, can somebody come pick me up?
Who gonna come pick you up?
I just need if you could send somebody down here, because this has been a death, sir. This is serious, and we got to start helping our people.
Ma'am, there's no one here to come pick you up.
Uh-huh.
People that work here, they don't, I doubt that they're going to come. They don't even know where you are properly.
Well, I was going to give them the address. Well, can you come get me?
No, ma'am.
Oh, when you get off, can you come get me?
No, ma'am. Where are you?
I'm down here. You go up Peach Street, and you take a left and take that to North Peach Street, and you take...